Well, good morning again, and welcome back for this second main teaching session on our weekend away. I'm here this year in 2020. You'll remember, hopefully, from yesterday that we began our teaching together by thinking about this big question: what is now for? What is now for? And perhaps you remember yesterday that we said that the reason why we wanted to ask that question in Revelation is all to do with these interludes. John pictures the current time as being sandwiched between the sixth and the seventh seal, between the sixth and the seventh trumpet, right before the seven bowls that mark the end of the age. John imagines that God has, if you like, reached down and pressed pause on the final judgment, that we're just about ready for the end of the world, and yet then these four angels step in and hold the end of the world back. And the question we were asking was, why? Why has God done that? And hopefully you remember, secondly, that what is happening in that interlude as these angels hold back the end of the world is that we're in a war, a worship war. But if you've been thinking about that since yesterday, it ought to be clear to you that understanding that now is a war as Satan seeks to snatch the praise away from God's, well, it does nothing to explain what this delay is for. Why would God press pause on the end of the world? Why would he put the universe on hold only to let the dragon step in and snatch the praise away from God and away from his son, the Lord Jesus Christ? Surely he has a plan here. Surely he knows what he's doing. Surely now this delay is for something. Well, this morning we're in the second half of our section, Revelation chapters 14, and then the first few verses up to 15, verse 4. And it tells the second half of the story that we have been looking at. You see, Revelation chapters 12 and 13, it was mostly one-way traffic. Yes, it began with glorious victory in heaven as the Lord Jesus Christ died and was raised and ascended to God. And Jesus and the angel Michael, they cast Satan and his army down from heaven. It began with glorious victory in heaven. But from the moment that the dragon landed on earth, well, it's all been one-way traffic. The dragon set up his two monsters and they looked like they were unstoppable, irresistible. Who is like the beast? Who can stand against him? And he has authority to conquer the saints. Everything that he does, he seems to prosper. All the dwellers on earth worship him. When you get to the end of chapter 13, it looks like it has been all one-way traffic in this worship war. The dragon and his monsters carrying everything before them. But then in Revelation chapter 14 and verse 1, John looks again. And what he sees is that the Lamb strikes back. This morning we're going to see the second half of the story. The direction of traffic is going to reverse. And as we look at the Lamb's counterstrike, we're going to see what this current age is for, what it is that God is doing in this interlude before the final judgment. But before I draw things together in our talk in about 20 minutes' time, I want you to do some more work for yourselves on the text of Revelation chapter 14. Just as you do that, one hint that I think will help you as it helped me on this chapter, which is to realise that Revelation 12 and 13, 14, into the first few verses of chapter 15, it tells a story, that these scenes, that they're arranged in order. You're supposed to read it as a narrative going from a beginning to a middle to an end. And it's worth asking, what's the turning point in this story? And how does that bring about the end that we get to in chapter 15? Well, that's enough from me. I hope you have a really good time over these next 20 minutes. And then in 20 minutes time, I'll try to draw what I think this chapter is saying together. See you then.